All this week on Morning Edition, we've been talking to people in different parts of the world and asking them how they view America. We've been hearing that many admire American values and culture, but say they have much less favorable opinions about U.S. foreign policy at the moment. My colleague Renee Montaigne has our latest conversation, this time from Nigeria.
I spoke with Adetun Ilumoka, who is an activist. Her exact title is Executive Director of the Empowerment and Action Research Center, and that's a health and social justice organization in Lagos. Now, she echoes others we've spoken with this week in criticizing the war in Iraq specifically.
I think there was a great deal of indignation at all levels about America invading a sovereign country, so to speak.
And the aftermath of the war with terrible mass graves and a certain amount of celebration that Saddam Hussein is gone, his sons are dead, that hasn't persuaded people of late, the last few weeks perhaps?
Oh, no, not at all. I think there is a sense in which people may recognize that whilst a particular regime may not be legitimate and the people may want it toppled, may want it out, the other side of that is not necessarily having another country invade.
Yeah, I wonder, Nigeria has a long history, unfortunately, with military dictatorship. And I wonder if Nigerians are more sensitive to that.
Yes, partly precisely for that reason. People still don't think that it's justified, the invasion by another country unsolicited and without going through and exhausting the remedies or the processes available through the UN is justifiable.
Are people there following the U.S.'s response to Liberia?
Yes, I think a certain group of people are following it. But beyond that, I think there's just a small group among the intelligentsia who are taking a particular interest in that, who have expressed concerns about, for example, Nigeria offering asylum to Charles Taylor.
Of course, the president of Liberia.
Yes, yes. Some people are, frankly, outraged, especially in the light of so-called war crimes that he's accused of.
Let me just switch questions here and ask you. The Bush administration has pledged millions towards the AIDS epidemic. How do people, when you talk to them, how do they see that?
Oh, I think generally speaking, they see it as a good thing. In particular, people working in the area of HIV/AIDS prevention and control, there have been a few comments concerning why that is considered to be such a priority. They're saying that there are other priorities, that the whole question of food security, of funds for development as opposed to debt, is critical. If people are starving, if people have other priorities in terms of sheer survival, you are far less likely to get them to change behavior, to get them to take seriously issues such as AIDS, because as far as they're concerned, there are a lot of other life-threatening situations, such as the inability to even survive at the most basic level.
Is there an expression, maybe a local expression, that you could use to apply in a general way to an attitude that you might say a Nigerian might hold, given it's a huge country, about America?
Well, there are lots of local expressions. I suppose I would have to give that some thought. But in general, I would say that many people think or connect America with wealth, opportunity, with those things. A certain sense, even, amongst both young people and maybe even somewhat older people, that the streets are virtually paved in gold. And I guess this is what informs the desire of so many people, in particular young people, to go to America.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, don't mention it. It was my pleasure.
Adetun Ilumoka is a health and social justice activist in Nigeria.
And that's NPR's Renee Montaigne. Tomorrow we'll get a view of America as it looks from Calcutta, India. And you can hear all the interviews in this series by going to our website at npr.org.